I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein with the WBUR Greater Boston Area Forecast for Wednesday, the 31st of March. And this is the final one of these microcasts that I will be doing, at least in this format here under this name. We are going to be ending these today, so be aware of that. If you're listening to this after the 31st, the forecast will no longer be valid. You can follow me at Growing Wisdom on Twitter. I know many of you do. I'll continue to provide, of course, lots of weather information there, and we will look for a way to get this type of format back to you so it can show up on your smart speakers somehow. So I will be exploring that as well, always open to ideas. And I have a little bit of weather to talk about here as we go through the middle part of the week. Cloudy skies today, generally dry, temperatures in the 60s after 2 or 3 o'clock. Can't rule out a little light shower, but most of the heavier showers hold off till after dark tonight. Temperatures fall back down to the 40s. It's a little breezy. A couple of downpours during the day tomorrow, especially the first part of the day, then just cloudy into the mid-50s. We'll get some colder weather here Thursday night and Friday. So Thursday night, we're below freezing. Friday, we're only in the low to mid-40s. And Friday night, again, below freezing. Right now, Saturday looks like a beautiful day. A little chilly. Temperatures in the low to mid-50s and breezy. And then a quick peek at Easter Sunday. Mostly sunny skies. Maybe a pop-up shower. Temperatures in the low to mid-50s. We'll continue to look at that. And again, I'll be looking at that at Growing Wisdom on Twitter as we head through the upcoming week so I can give you your Easter forecast. I've had a lot of fun doing this. It's given me an opportunity to be a little more casual with the forecast, throw in some information about gardening, things like that. By the way, I will be covering pansies if you put them in here for Friday morning. It's going to be quite cold, so the plants won't die, but the blooms can die. So it's this type of content that I've loved providing to you, and hopefully we will continue to provide somewhere else. But for now, for the Citrus Project, I am signing off, thanking all of you, and have a great middle of the week.